Our final news stories include how a new 3D mapping technique could help diagnose arthritis earlier, and hopes are still alive to save the last public grass tennis courts in Norwich. But first, City Hall is silent on the size of the bill for the shocking news of an early end of works contracts.
A council is today facing pressure to justify spending millions of taxpayers' pounds when it takes vital services back in-house. Norwich City Council has told Norse that it will end its contracts with them more than 3 years early. It would involve more than 400 Norse staff and work to look after council homes, clean city streets and maintain parks. But the lack of a break clause in the contract means it will cost millions of pounds in compensation. While a report justifying bringing services in-house has been created and debated at Cabinet meeting, it has never been seen by the public. Andrew Wiltshire, the Conservative Party's spokesman for Norwich South, said the council must make it clear what it expects the move to cost. But James Wright, chair of the council's scrutiny committee, said the detailed report has been debated and there was no current need for further scrutiny.
A man who has tried to stop a car hitting an historic building suffered minor injuries. The accident happened on Guildhall Hill, Norwich. Eyewitness Karina Wood, who was working in the ice cream parlour market stall at the time, said a blue Mercedes-Benz rolled down a hill from outside Norwich City Hall on St Stephen Street towards Norwich Guildhall. No major damage was caused to Norwich Guildhall or the car.
After sparking debate in Norwich for more than 3 months, Damien Hirst's 20-foot hymn sculpture will bid farewell. In an operation lasting several hours, the artwork will be removed from its spot outside Norwich University of the Arts in St George's Street. Meanwhile, in North Norfolk, the artist's colour space paintings are being packed away after Halton Hall's Damien Hirst exhibition finished, although people can still see some of Hirst's sculpture in the hall until September. The hope is that the Hirst effect will pave the way for more great art to head to the region. Professor Neil Powell, NUA's Pro Vice Chancellor, said HIM's installation at NUA has achieved precisely what we'd hoped. It has generated debate about art and the art's place in society. We've witnessed parents having positive, good-humoured conversations about anatomy and art with their children, tourists taking selfies, and people with a strong personal or professional interest in the arts and culture of visiting. He said talks were underway about bringing another major work by a different artist to Norwich.
Controversial proposals, which would see Norwich's last public grass tennis courts disappear, have been revived, but people living nearby have not given up hope of saving them. The 10 tennis courts in High End Park, off Recreation Road, were closed last summer after a scheme to replace them with 3 all-weather courts was withdrawn. Norwich City Council had applied to its own planning committee to replace them, linked to funding from the Lawn Tennis Association. The council said it could no longer heavily subsidise the maintenance of grass tennis courts, but with some 60 objections, including from the Gardens Trust, who said it did not respect the Grade 2 listed park's historic status, it was withdrawn. Since then, the courts have been under lock and key. However, a fresh application has now been lodged for 3 all-weather courts with flood lighting. But a group of local people have formed the Higham Park Grass Courts Group and want to take on the running and maintenance of parts of the court so a grass court survives. However, Mr. Meek said a decision has not been made to consider requests to transfer the assets to a community group.
A Norfolk chocolatier is making further strides into the export market after launching across the pond. Nor, based at Norwich's livestock market, has launched 6 products in America after gauging public interest at the country's fancy food trade shows. The launch comes at a time of strained trade relations between the US and the UK. But Matt Leagan, who runs Knorr with his wife Terry, said they had always seen potential in the American market. He has spent the past 11 months paving the company's path to the US, finding distributors and doing market research.
Millions of people could get relief from a debilitating and painful condition thanks to research by a Norfolk doctor. Dr. Tom Tomatsai has developed a new technique which could detect arthritis and bring earlier intervention to ease pain. The consultant radiologist at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNUH, has been leading a research project to develop a set of calculations to monitor the joints of patients using 3D mapping from routine clinical scans. He developed the technique with a team from the University of Cambridge using computerized tomography, CT, scans to detect tiny changes in arthritic hip joints. Dr. Tomatsai said he hoped CT scanning of patients with osteoarthritis and people at risk of developing the condition could become a reality within 5 years. He says, "It is not a magic wand to cure osteoarthritis. However, using this technique, we're hoping to identify osteoarthritis earlier and look at potential treatments before it becomes debilitating." While there is no recognised cure for osteoarthritis, early diagnosis can help patients to make lifestyle changes and undergo physical therapies, such as muscle strengthening to manage the progress of the condition, before they might finally need a joint replacement.
A Norwich craft beer bar has been temporarily stripped of its licence to provide outdoor seating by the City Council. Fans of Scottish brewery BrewDog have previously been able to sup their various beers on benches outside the bar on Queen Street. However, the pub has been forced to reapply to offer this amenity after being told by Norwich City Council that it had breached the terms of its tables and chairs licence. The application seeks permission for the bar to seat 24 people outside across 6 picnic-style benches. Customers would be permitted to sit outside 7 days a week between 11 a.m. and 11 p.m., with the furniture stored inside the bar out of these hours.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. Your readers this week were Bridget Cook and James McGarry on part one of the recordings, and me, Ree Chakraborty, and James McGarry, standing in for Richard Matthew, on part two. Stephen Cox was the sound recordist, and Sarah Lusher, the editor. That's all from Chatterbox this week. So from me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.
And from me, James McGarry, goodbye.